720 WGN.
Welcome in, everybody. It's Karen Conti on this beautiful summer evening. We have a great show tonight. We are going to be talking about, there's a lot of legal news this week, and I think there's some explaining that I'd like to do about what's going on with the Michael Cohen situation. When you are, can you audio tape somebody? Is that against wiretapping laws? I'm going to talk about that. We have a lot of people who ask me questions about that, and I want to explain as best I can what is legal and what is not legal when it comes to recording people. I'm also going to talk a little bit about the Manafort prosecution, which is going to start this week. Again, I don't like to get into the politics of those things. Rather, I would like to use my legal expertise to explain some of the concepts that go on that even some of the media outlets get wrong. I think some of them explain things very well, and on some issues they don't. And maybe that's because I think the media has an agenda these days, and they try to skew a little bit to make it in their favor. So I want to try to take as a neutral a position as I can from a political standpoint, but try to explain a little bit from all my years of experience what is really going on here. We're going to be talking with Justice Ann Burke from the Illinois Supreme Court about the Special Olympics, which had its heyday this weekend. It's the 50th anniversary of the games that originated in Chicago in 1968. Justice Ann Burke was the originator, along with Eunice Kennedy Shriver, and we're going to be talking about what happened in the festivities, and we're talking about a change that might come to Chicago because of the Special Olympics. Then we will be talking to a sports attorney, Jeffrey Abood, who went to the ESPY Awards and represents athletes in many matters, and we're going to talk about what it's like to represent athletes. Do they get a good shake in the courts, or do they not get a good shake in the courts? And then we, of course, are going to be talking about legal questions at 8 o'clock, as I always do. I take your legal questions on any topic. That I try to give you some guidance in the right direction. I may not have an exact answer for you, but at least I can try to help you along the way. I will give out that number, but again, I'm not taking those calls until the 8 o'clock hour, but put it in your phone, 312-981-7200. The first thing I'd like to talk about tonight is a tragic accident that you probably have all seen. It happened, I believe, on Thursday, a big news story, the tragic sinking of a duck boat during a very bad storm that came onto a lake near Branson, Missouri. 16 passengers and one crew member were killed, and except for the crew members, all of them were tourists from different areas. Here to talk about the legal side of the incident, the investigation, and what we might expect in the future is Chicago's very own Bob Clifford of Bob Clifford Law Offices. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Karen. Good evening. How have you been?
I'm doing well. I miss talking to you. I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, we don't arrive in the garage at the same time, then, I guess.
That's right. Just to give a little background on Bob Clifford, his name is synonymous with excellence in helping victims of personal injury, medical malpractice, consumer fraud. And one of the cases that you might recall was many years ago, he represented Rachel Barton, who was the violinist, who was a worldwide known violinist who was horribly injured in an accident with the Metra train. And Bob Clifford won her almost $30 million. In verdict. I know we're talking to USA Today and ABC News about this boating incident. Can you tell us a little bit about ducks, these boating vehicles, vessels, and whether they present a danger that you can see?
Well, there certainly are a lot of dangers associated with them, and you know, what a tragedy to have this happen. The ducks themselves, you know, for those of us from the Midwest, we've all gone, you know, many of us have gone up to the Dells, and, you know, we've seen these things all over. It's incredible that something like this could happen, but it speaks to the fact that they were not designed to transport consumers and citizens. Because these were workhorses that were used in military service initially, and if you the sides of the ducks are not very big. They call that the freeboard, and it's real easy in shallow lakes for if the wind gets up, for the waves to get high, We all have seen that video. You had waves there of 4 to 6 feet, and these things just can't cope with that. And, you know, Karen, just this weekend you have the Mackinac Island race.
And
when you talk to those sailors, they will all tell you that one of the dangers about Lake Michigan is that it's actually a shallow body of water. And so if the wind picks up in Lake Michigan, there are very serious dangers associated with capsizing and taking on water. Well, the same phenomenon is true here. This is just a small touristy lake. I think it's 80 foot deep at its deepest. And you know, there's some, from what we're hearing, some pretty bad come out, but we're told that the boats the ducks were told to stay at the dock, and they did not do that. They went out anyway.
Well, let's talk about that, Bob, for a minute. What I read, and again, we were reading things, and we're not going to know what actually happened for a while. But my understanding that there were like 73 mile an hour winds that sort of came out of nowhere, but. You're saying that
hurricane force winds.
Yeah, so you're saying that perhaps they should have known by looking at the weather report that this was a possibility. And if that's the case, from a legal standpoint, is that a place where there might be liability placed upon?
Well, I think there's clear liability here. You know, when I was first asked about it, it was in the context of what, you know, should be done. And to my mind, these boats need to be regulated. And one of the regulations should be that before they go out, they check with the NOAA, which is the National Weather Service, to determine, you know, whether it's 30 minutes or 60 minutes. There should be criteria that guide whether or not they can or cannot leave the dock, as distinguished from being driven by their profit motive. Here, the reports were that these winds were going to be high, and they should not have been allowed to leave the pier at all. You know, the other thing that's being talked about with great fervor is whether you should or should not have had life vests. And you know, back in the late 90s, there was a bad duck accident in Seattle where people died. And one of the concerns there was that people had life jackets on, the duck was submerged, and that people were actually trapped inside because of the woof.
So Bob, just as a visual here, if the life preservers were on the individuals, they would have floated up and been kind of trapped on the roof of the duck itself. Whereas if you're in a normal boat that doesn't have a top,
that's right. Right. That's right.
That's not an issue.
But the however is that the word is that these boats were equipped with roofs that could be released. And in fact, I hesitate to call the guy the captain. The operator of this boat had the wherewithal to release the roof, and that's why you see people were out in the water. And also the windows here are not airtight windows or anything like that. So these windows would open, people could get out. I mean, look, you can conjure up a lot of scenarios where if you're in a car with a seatbelt on or an airbag, it's, you know, you're better off if you didn't happen to have it that moment in time. But the data is clear that you're a lot safer if you have a life vest on than if you do not. And that's the reason why when you're in an airplane, and they go brace if they're going to have a hard landing. You know, the reality is that brace, the experts will tell you, may not really help you, but it might. And you might as well take the might as opposed to nothing at all.
Right. Bob, can you hold with us? I have a few more questions for you after the break.
Sure, of course.
All right, you're listening to the Karen Conti Show. We're talking to Bob Clifford of Clifford Law Offices in Chicago. Tragic accident in Branson, Missouri, a beautiful place. Bob Clifford, you know, you're one of the top, I don't even want to say top, I think you are the top personal injury lawyers, lawyer in the country. You're responsible for some of the largest verdicts and settlements. You're a very compassionate person. You do good for the, our community by giving back, and I really appreciate you being on. What happens now? If you were to have this case, Bob, or one of the cases of one of the victims here, what do you do as an attorney to make sure your client, their interests are being protected?
Well, what you need to understand is that the National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, is now in charge of the investigation, and they will control everything. So, for an example, you would normally want to hire your own investigator, but yet you don't need to really do that here because the investigators will be blocked out by the government, and that's okay. Our government is, I'm very confident in the resources and ability of the NTSB. They do a great job. The only problem will be that it takes a long time. These families won't get the results of the official investigation for at least a year. But in the meantime, there are things that the private lawyers will do. They'll have their investigators trying to gather the information that they can about the families to try to lend support and assistance to them in any regard that they can. They'll also try to be identifying the appropriate experts that will need to be retained because the government may well allow the private experts of the families to participate in some of the investigation. If there are engine breakdowns, we've heard that there was a so-called black box that's been sent to Washington. A couple of weeks ago, one of my partners went to Washington to participate in the NTSB hearing for the Amtrak case that occurred in Seattle, you may recall,
yes.
Sometime back. And so, the lawyers will be there liaisoning with the family to explain the process and the proceedings to them about, what is taking place and how to put it all in context. There'll be work that needs to be done to explore what the insurance situation is and what the facts will be that we can independently gather.
Bob,
so,
just on that point,
those kind of things.
On that point, I don't have much time, but I want to talk about insurance. Will there be enough insurance? There's so many victims here, even the people who are injured. I mean, everybody on the boat is probably going to have some sort of lawsuit, and there's going to be liability. And where is this money going to come from? Do you think there's insurance that covers all this?
Early reports are that this is a company that's a large company. It's a responsible company. Hopefully they have adequate insurance. We just don't know. Sadly, as you well know, Karen, there are circumstances where the amount of loss is so vast that there's an inadequacy in the insurance. And at the end of the day, the very people who caused the harm get away with harming the people again because they can't adequately compensate them. And then when there's a shortfall, sometimes that falls on the taxpayer, and that's not right for any of us. So the lawyers will do an aggressive job, as will the government, to identify all of the responsible parties. This early on, we just don't know all of the facts. I mean, we think we do, but believe me, things change. We don't know, who last maintained the ducts. We don't know if there was some equipment failure where somebody might be responsible for that that's other than the owner. So there's a lot of things that need to be explored, and that's what will occur in the weeks ahead.
Bob Clifford, thank you so much for joining us. Bob Clifford is one of our premier personal injury lawyers. His number, 312-899-9090. And if you don't remember that number, you can always call me, and I will always connect you to one of our city's best personal injury lawyers. Thank you, Bob. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Karen. Have a good evening.
All right,
bye.
You too.